With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A government shutdown has ensued with no agreement in sight. Vice President Vance says the administration will have to take extraordinary steps if the shutdown does not end soon.
Let's be honest. If this thing drags on for another few days or, God forbid, another few weeks, we are going to have to lay people off. We're going to have to save money in some places so that essential services don't get turned off in other places.
The White House and Congress failed to strike an agreement to keep programs and services open. At issue are tax credits that have made health insurance through the Affordable Care Act more affordable for millions of people since the COVID-19 pandemic. New developments in President Trump's legal battle to fire a Biden-appointed Fed governor.
Federal Reserve Board member Lisa Cook will stay on the job for now. In a brief order, the Supreme Court declined to act on President Trump's emergency appeal, seeking to immediately remove her from her job at the central bank. The High Court will hear arguments in her case in January. The president's attorneys have accused Cook of mortgage fraud and argue that even if the alleged conduct occurred before her time as governor, it calls her trustworthiness into question. Cook denies any wrongdoing and has said she will not be bullied. Jennifer King, Washington.
Israel's defense minister has ordered all remaining Palestinians to leave Gaza City, saying it's their last opportunity. Israel's defense ministry said Wednesday that anyone who stays will be considered a militant supporter and face the full force of Israel's latest offensive. At least 21 Palestinians were killed across the territory, according to local hospitals, as Hamas weighed a new proposal from President Trump aimed at ending the war and returning the remaining hostages kidnapped on October 7th. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 43 points, the Nasdaq rose 95. This is SRN News. An avowed atheist attacks the left.
Comedian Bill Maher is well known for his atheism, but even he is outraged by the silence on the left over the persecution of Christians in Nigeria. On a recent Real Time with Bill Maher program, he said, "I'm not a Christian, but they're systematically killing the Christians in Nigeria. They've killed over 100,000 since 2009. They've burned 18,000 churches. These are the Islamists, Boko Haram. Where are the kids protesting this?" George Williams, SRN News.
An opinion piece in the New York Post found that while the late Charlie Kirk's mission had been to turn the hearts of young men toward family and faith and nation, now Erica Kirk is taking that mission to young women. Essayist Libby Emmons says if Gen Z women continue following the moral guidance of the left, they'll find out a career is not enough to fulfill the yearnings of the heart. This is SRN News. Officials of soccer's global governing body are pushing back against President Trump's claim that he can alter the World Cup schedule.
U.S. President Donald Trump has been reminded that FIFA and not government ultimately decides which cities will host World Cup games. Trump suggested last week he could declare cities not safe for the 104-game soccer tournament that the U.S., Canada, and Mexico co-host next summer. That would alter a detailed hosting plan that includes New York, Los Angeles and San Francisco. FIFA's vice president from Canada, Victor Montagliani, says in London, quote, "It's FIFA's tournament, FIFA's jurisdiction." I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
21 artworks purportedly by famed artist Salvador Dali were seized in Italy on suspicion that they were forgeries. More on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.